Previously on Elementary.
I understand how the cartel is running now. You forced all of your husband's key lieutenants out and replaced them with women.
I know how crazy this is making you. Trying to convince everyone I'm some sort of mastermind.
You're under arrest.
You have the right to remain silent and refuse to answer questions.
Hey, my dad called this afternoon. He wants to take us out to dinner.
I'm sorry it's taken so long for us to get together. You're remarkable.
You know, you might have to accept the fact that whatever your relationship with Andrew means, you just don't want it.
Then what do I want?
Skim milk latte for Joan and whole milk latte for Andrew.
Thank you. Oh, excuse me.
Skim milk. I'm giving you the wrong one.
Oh. Oh my God, what's wrong? God, somebody call an ambulance! Andrew! Andrew! Six days ago, my boyfriend Andrew Mittal drank coffee from a cup with my name on it. It was laced with hemlock. He died before the ambulance got there. There was a woman in the coffee shop wearing a blue leather jacket. She bumped into me when I was picking up our drinks. Her name is Marianne Desjardins. She's a French immigrant living in the United States with a visa from your old company.
We bring in lots of people from overseas. Consultants, mostly.
Miss Desjardins is an assassin. After we ID'd her, we got a warrant to search her apartment and found the hemlock plants. She confessed to dosing my coffee, but claims it was a random crime that had nothing to do with you. So how much are you paying her for that?
Even if you could get her to admit that I paid her, which, by the way, I didn't. I'm already in this prison until I die. Thanks to you. So, what are you doing here, Joan?
Andrew was brilliant and kind. This rivalry is between you and me.
How can you be so naive? If he was involved with you, he was involved with me.
Take her away.
You say this guy Andrew was your boyfriend? The way I heard it, you were breaking up with him that day. I must feel terrible.
We can't really do anything with the fact that Alana Marsh says she knows what you and Andrew were talking about because there was a lot of people in that coffee shop. And she could have heard that from anyone. Now, that being said, I know the warden over there, and he did a spot check on her cell tonight. He found enough contraband in there to put her in isolation for a week or two. So she's not going to be talking to any of her friends for a while.
She's not going to come after me again. Not right away. She'll wait till things die down.
But just to be safe, you should switch up your travel patterns, and I'm going to put a unit outside of your building. We'll keep you safe.
Thanks.
Watson, I'll continue to bring food over to your apartment if it's not too much of an imposition. You've a number of things on your mind at the moment, and sustenance needn't be one of them. As for our collaboration, you just let me know when you're ready to resume casework, and I won't intrude until then.
Thanks, it'll just be a couple more days.
Mm-hmm. Do you have counsel? It's been almost a week since Andrew died. You've said almost nothing about it, which is your prerogative, of course. I want to be certain that you have someone to discuss the matter with. I'd offer my services if you don't.
Andrew died because he knew me. I don't really know what else there is to say.
Mr. Holmes, thank you for agreeing to see me.
We've actually met before, sort of. I moderate the discussion boards at bcircuit.com.
You're B.B. King 17?
I am. You're a detective, I know, from your post.
I have a bit of a problem. I'm going to stop you right there, Mr. Joseph. I can't help you.
You don't know what I'm asking.
I don't need to. In the 4 years I've frequented your website, I've sent you no fewer than 13 letters detailing my proposed solutions to the phenomenon known as colony collapse disorder. You have sent me exactly zero replies.
You know how much correspondence I get?
I've got no idea. I do know, however, that mine is backed by quality thinking. If you'd bothered to find that out, you wouldn't find yourself without a detective in your hour of need.
Is there some way that I can make this up to you?
I suppose if you were to publish my theories on gamma rays as a potential solution to CCD, then I might be able to hear you out.
Gamma rays? They've worked in a couple instances, but they don't scale as an answer. They're too dangerous. You give John Q. Beekeeper access to gamma rays, he'll melt his face off.
A fact I addressed in my most recent letter.
Fine. Yeah, I'll put it on the site.
I also require that you change your online username. The cheap punnery of BB King 17 is offensive to musicians and apiarists alike. You'll make the change?
I guess.
Good. So what seems to be the problem?
How do you feel about a field trip?
I'm the assistant curator of mammals here.
Your problem concerns zebras. More specifically, the complete lack thereof. You've managed to lose track of your zebras.
Someone broke in here and took them last night. Two females. They're on loan to us because we're experts in equine breeding.
Breeding?
Both the stolen animals are pregnant. And they're due in less than a week.
Detective Bell, you're here. Excellent.
No, it's not Detective Bell today. The department told me I had too many vacation days built up, so I had to use them or lose them.
I'm aware you're off duty. In fact, that's exactly why I asked you here. I picked up some potentially interesting work involving stolen zebras. I thought it might be an opportunity for you to gain more exposure to my methods.
You want me to work a case with you?
An informal setting is a more fertile learning environment, don't you think? Think of it as a favor.
So I work for you and somehow you're doing me a favor?
Well, I do owe you a debt. You recall the unfortunate business with you and a bullet?
I remember when you got me shot. Look, I get it. You want somebody to talk at, but you don't want to bother John right now?
I will pay you.
I'm already getting paid today.
A donation to the charity of your choice, then.
How'd you know I didn't have plans for the day?
People who are forced by their employers to take time off don't generally have thriving social lives.
My rate to the Harlem Youth Club. You keep track of the hours.
So you think someone just let a couple of zebras out the back door and drove away?
Well, we had to get the animals out of here somehow. This loading dock office is the only relatively private means of ingress. I examined the scene before we arrived, and there were several fresh hoofprints in the soil near one of the doors.
Saw a few security cameras in the zoo. Have you seen the footage?
There isn't any. Not coincidentally, the power to the cameras was knocked out shortly before the robbery.
And that didn't trip an alarm?
This is a zoo. I don't think burglary is generally of paramount concern. Now, there are two sets of tire tracks within the loading dock. Tread is identical. One set of tracks is approximately 1 centimeter deeper than the other. If you need me to translate that into the idiom of American exceptionalism, a centimeter is about a third of an inch.
I got it, thanks. So the first set of tracks is when they drove up. The second one's deeper because they had zebras in the back when they drove away.
Well, deduced, Detective Bell. Then you'd make good company.
Let me ask you something. What do you think will happen if you call me by my first name? You worried I'll take away your blood pudding or something?
What? No.
Good, because I don't even know what blood pudding is. Marcus works just fine. Looks like they scraped against the gate on the way out. So they're looking for a purple truck with two pregnant zebras in the back. This guy's really knowing how to keep a low profile.
That might be better camouflage than it seems. That shade of purple is a proprietary color earned by Axiom Parcel Delivery, or APD. It's almost impossible to reproduce without the company's consent.
So if you can't reproduce the color, that means the thieves stole an APD truck.
Or they drive one. Anyway, we should find out if the truck's been stolen.
Then what? I mean, these guys aren't going to be dumb enough to drive around with plates that have been reported stolen.
License plates aren't the only way to find that truck, Detective Bell.
It's Marcus.
Hello.
In here. Why is your picture on the wall at the Indian place?
Oh, I helped the owner's family resolve a misunderstanding having to do with the caste system, and they were very grateful.
And now you're weighing a toaster?
Finally got through to Axiom Parcel Delivery's corporate office. It seems one of their trucks was stolen 8 days ago in Queens. Apparently, the driver left one of the vehicles running when he went inside on the home delivery, and when he emerged, the truck and its cargo were gone. Very likely, that's the truck used in the Zoom robbery.
You say that like it explains why you're weighing a toaster.
APD were kind enough to send over the truck's manifest for that day. I've listed it here. For each package, we know the sender's address, the recipient's address, and the weight of each parcel. Using that information, I'm attempting to identify the contents of each box. I'm weighing the probable objects that I have handy, and relying on weights listed online for ones that I do not.
How's this supposed to help us?
It already has. Package number 27.
From Pet Junction in Chicago to Seth Buxton Bayside, 12 pounds and 9 ounces.
The weight of the package is the sum of the weights of a water bowl, a package of canine treats, and a tail trail.
What's a tail trail?
It's a pet collar which features a GPS tracking chip. The collar comes pre-charged, which means the tracking chip is already active even before it's opened. So if we can find the tracking chip, we might be able to find the stolen truck.
Or it'll take us to some guy who bought the stolen pet supplies.
Either way, it's a leap we did not have 1 hour ago.
Who's Chili Potter's in here?
The restaurant has instructions to make my orders as piquant as they can.
Did you tell them you were ordering for two?
Yeah.
I'll call Tech Assist. We should have GPS on the collar soon. Then I guess I'll order another lunch. Looks like the guy who stole the truck just dumped the boxes here. So, how's Joan doing anyway? I haven't seen her since the funeral.
I don't know. Well, I know that she's not doing well, but other than that, she's not confided in me.
So when you two aren't working a case, what happens? You just sit around in contemplative silence?
I'm not opposed to a productive silence, but in this case, I have offered to listen.
Well, my first partner was involved in a shooting 8 weeks into the job. I let him walk around with PTSD for the next 6 months. And I offered to help too, but we didn't get anywhere until I insisted. You find something?
I don't know. It's a receipt. Or at least it was. Modern receipts are printed often with thermal ink. It helps the text appear sharp and clean. Trouble is, it fades rather quickly.
Unless you heat it.
Precisely. 855 North Sullivan Street, Brooklyn. It is apparently the address of Criterion Equine Veterinary Services.
A horse hospital.
This may not be here by coincidence. Someone here might have something to do with our stolen zebras.
I'm sorry to come over without announcing myself. I was cleaning out Andrew's apartment. Those items belong to you, I assume.
Thank you. Would you like to,
I really need to be going.
Mr. Mittal, I am so sorry. I know that I said that to you at the service already, but I wanted to say it again. I can't help but feel responsible for what happened to Andrew.
My wife says you believe a woman named Alanna March killed my son. Did Andrew know you put her in jail?
We talked about it.
Do you think he realized you might become a target?
To be honest, we hadn't really talked about Alanna March in a while.
I don't hold you responsible for Andrew's death. You didn't poison him. But given everything I've learned about this woman, it's not unreasonable to think she'd take measures against you. You have guards You've taken every precaution now. I wish you'd done more before.
So we made it to Criterion Equine. What do we do? Go in there and listen for hoofbeats?
I'm confident something will present itself once we're inside.
Something like the purple truck we've been looking for?
Why go through the trouble of stealing two zebras if you're just gonna dump them in a warehouse 12 hours later?
Technically, there should be four zebras here. Both of these mares are pregnant, remember? Although this is oxytocin. It's a mammalian neurohypophyseal hormone which is used to induce labor in equine species. Both of these animals have given birth since their kidnapping.
So the thief wanted the babies but not the mothers? Why?
Criterion Equine Services is involved in this crime.
David Chang was a vet at Criterion Equine. Looks like he didn't die from the first bullet. We found some DNA on his fingernails that must have come from the killer. Chang tried to fight after he got shot.
What about our stripey friends?
Well, both zebras are on their way back to the zoo. They should arrive within the hour. CSU still got some things to finish up, but here's what I got so far. David Chang and a partner steal an APD truck in Queens last week, which they used to transport two stolen zebras last night. Dr. Chang oversees the birth of the zebra foals in this warehouse early this morning, after which his partner shoots them and flees the scene with both newborns.
Wrong.
All right, what am I missing?
All the parts that matter. A man who is not David Chang steals an APD truck. Said truck is then used to abduct two zebras. Knowing that induced equine births can be quite troublesome, the zebra thief drives his truck to this warehouse, a mere 100 meters from the renowned horse infirmary with a renowned horse infirmarist. The delivery of the foals does indeed become troublesome, at which point the zebra thief forcibly enlists the help of Dr. David Chang. The good doctor delivers the foals and is then shot to keep him quiet.
Assume you got some evidence that supports that theory?
I had a look through David Chang's phone before it was carted off. There are a myriad of texts from his wife wondering why he was late for a flight to Chicago an hour ago. David Chang is an innocent victim, not a willing confederate.
I still don't understand why the shooter would just leave the truck here for us to find.
Well, you can't drive a truck with a broken rear axle.
Come again?
The rear axle of this truck is fractured. Probably occurred when the zebra thief tried to unload 1,500 pounds worth of zebra without any kind of wrap. This is an unfamiliar space. The animals would have been quite panicked.
So, after the burst in the warehouse, the perp tries to drive away, but the truck won't move, so he takes the zebra foals and flees the scene in a different vehicle?
Probably an SUV, judging by the amount of broken glass on the street behind you.
I'll put out a find this message for an SUV with a broken window.
You and I, meanwhile, will make some calls to upstate New York.
Federal feeds, feels New York.
I think it's the feed dispensary where our thief purchased all his hay.
Now, where'd you find this? Because CSU was already in there. They didn't find anything.
Well, they failed to examine the zebra droppings. Lasagna is best eaten after a short cooling off period. This should be at optimal temperature shortly.
This is completely unnecessary, but thanks. If you're going to stay, you can work. I know you want to. Yeah, I pulled away from you last year because I felt myself getting sucked into this world that you built. I wanted something normal. Something that was mine.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You have a right to your own space, both physically and mentally.
I'm not sure that I do. I don't think I can keep our work and my private life separate. It just doesn't seem possible. Well, you already know that. I mean, it's part of the reason you live the way that you do.
Yes, but my choices do not have to be your choices, Watson.
I might be better off if they were. Andrew would have been better off. Wow, I really enjoyed that.
I'm so sorry, I didn't intend to spend the night here. I got caught up in my work.
So what's up with the maps?
Detective Bell and I are in pursuit of a pair of infant zebras. The man who stole them is also very likely a murderer. Last night we determined that he bought zebra food and other supplies from a store called Federal Feeds. We spoke to the store manager and he confirmed that he sold supplies to a man driving an APD delivery truck last Thursday.
Great, so you have a description?
Yes and no. The only details to emerge was that he was 6 foot tall and Caucasian. The manager did recall that a man had been complaining about a hailstorm the night before.
And you're looking at Rockland County weather maps from... When did you say the guy bought supplies? Thursday? So these maps are from Wednesday night. Figure out where it hailed in Rockland County and then see if you can find a place where you could keep a couple of baby zebras.
That was my approach. We've already had the police in Rockland County search every stable barn and farmhouse within the areas of falling hail.
Hmm.
What?
I read about a psychiatric hospital in Rockland County named Letcher Village. It has been closed for a while now, but it was well known because the inmates kept up a working farm. They grew crops, they raised chickens and cows. I'm sure it must have stables.
They haven't torn it down?
Hmm. It's right there.
It's quiet, lots of space, far away from people. It's not a bad place to raise stolen zebra foals, even if it is straight out of a scary movie.
No doubt this facility's seen its fair share of horrors. There was also some good work done here. Did you know Letchworth Village was where doctors administered the very first
polio vaccination? Yeah, I knew that. Look, I googled the name on the way over here, same as you.
We found something. North end of building 3.
We're on our way.
It's right over here.
We're looking for two. Any sign of the other one?
Nothing yet.
I guess one baby zebra is better than none.
You're not wrong. But unless I'm mistaken, that's not a zebra.
What?
This animal's not a zebra. Quahha. It's an equine species native to South Africa.
Never heard of them.
Well, that's hardly surprising.
It's been well over 100 years since anyone's seen a quahaug. The species has been extinct since 1883.
Zebras gave birth to extinct animals?
Looks like the guy was out on an errand with the second foal when we searched the place.
Showing his new merchandise to a potential buyer, perhaps.
I don't care if you found one quahaug, two quahaug. I care that you found any. They're extinct.
Actually, it seems that they're now de-extinct. As I'm sure you're aware, scientists have recently pioneered biotechnology capable of resurrecting extinct species. Essentially, the DNA of the extinct creature is placed inside the uterus of its newest living genetic relative. In the quahaug's case, that's a zebra. One pregnancy later, a formerly extinct species is birthed into being. De-extinction is a painstaking process, Dr. Joseph. The pregnant animal requires great care and attention throughout its gestation period, which in the case of the zebras would be 13 months.
Someone's been giving our zebras secret checkups? No one has access to these animals except zoo employees.
17 months ago, a pair of female zebras arrived at the Bronx Zoo. 3 months later, it was announced that both animals were pregnant. Unbeknownst to anyone except our mysterious de-extinctionist, the animals were not pregnant with zebras, but with quahaugs.
Now, for the next 56 weeks, they enjoy first-rate care and accommodation at your facility. Then when the due dates finally draw near, the criminal drives them away in a truck to give birth in secret.
Why, though? If you're going to reintroduce a species, wouldn't you want to be honored for it?
Honored? Or paid? Not necessarily in that order. The illegal market for rare and endangered animals is quite robust. The introduction of an extinct creature could create quite a frenzy in certain shadowy places.
Dr. Joseph, we're assuming you have an alibi for last night and this morning.
I was with my wife and kids last night. We had friends over for dinner. I dropped my daughter off at school this morning.
Excellent. Now that we've cleared that up, we need your help.
Good afternoon. Those of you who came in on your day off, thanks. As the group that looks after the zebras here at the zoo, I wanted to give you the chance to meet the men responsible for bringing our ladies home. Detective Marcus Bell and NYPD consultant Sherlock Holmes.
We appreciate the welcome, but unfortunately one of you has been quite hypocritical. The man who stole your zebras, who is most likely the same man who murdered a veterinarian named David Chang, is amongst us at this very moment. His name is Donovan Gaines.
What?
No. Save a protest for the trial. You, Donovan, are the man who stole a truck from Axiom Parcel Delivery last week. You are the man who used that truck to steal two zebras from this facility. When their delivery did not go as you had hoped, you're very likely the man who murdered Dr. David Chang in cold blood.
Oh, no, you're crazy.
I didn't have... Detective Bell, can I speak to you over here for a moment? Would you just...
One second. What are you doing? You didn't tell me you had a suspect.
I don't. Well, I didn't when I started talking. I do now. You recall the manager at Federal Feeds described our perpetrator as a white man.
Of course I remember this. Well, I was surprised when you tore into that guy.
I've accused Donovan Gaines because I'm quite certain he did not commit the crimes. I wanted to observe the behaviors of the other people in the room. Now, the more I've accused Donovan Gaines, the more a man named Ben Reynolds has relaxed. His breathing has slowed, his blood pressure has dropped, and his hands unclenched. He is relieved.
Is everything okay? Everybody's kind of waiting to see if you guys plan to come back over.
Actually, we only have business with one of your employees, Ben Reynolds.
And we prefer to speak to him at the station.
Finally, I'm going to say one thing, and then I want my lawyer.
I did not steal two zebras. Why would anybody even do that?
Oh, well, in this case, to use their wombs to reintroduce the quahaug species to the world.
Are you not using your job at the zoo to finance your PhD in zoology?
Yeah.
So?
So you have a technical expertise to attempt de-extinction. You have access to the zebras. You also have quite a bit of debt. You fit the profile of our criminal rather exactly.
Mr. Reynolds, we're going to cut to the chase. The man who killed David Chang left DNA behind at the scene. So if it wasn't you, just provide us with a sample and be on your way.
Why should I help you?
If you choose not to cooperate, we'll just monitor your whereabouts until we can force you to.
lawyer. Now.
I'll put a team on until we get the paperwork.
If we're lucky, we won't even need a court order. He's not going to give us a DNA sample, but perhaps he's got one floating about in the wild.
You really are on your best behavior. It must have killed you not to just pick the lock.
Nonsense, I had several more seconds worth of waiting in me. Your mail. I did pick that lock, although I did not steam open any of the correspondence. Been shopping?
Yeah, you've been great the past few days, but, you know, it's time to get off the couch.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that your nudge towards Letchworth Village paid off. This afternoon, Detective Bell and I identified the zebra-stealing murderer as a zoo employee named Ben Reynolds. He refused to give us a DNA sample, so I placed a call to my contact at the zoo, who happily dug through the trash and found a can of grape soda preferred by Mr. Reynolds. And preliminary DNA test results indicate a match. Bell and his merry men are on their way to make an arrest as we speak. What is it?
Look at the return zip code. It's the same place as the prison they're keeping Alana March.
I doubt that's her handwriting. She'll have found someone to send you on her behalf. I can call Captain and tell him there's been a threat. Detective Bell, Mr. Reynolds in custody?
Ben Reynolds is in the wind.
Well, how's that possible? You have men watching him.
You should get over here.
Go, I'll call Gregson. This is just Alana trying to get inside my head.
Reynolds came home at 4:30. We had a unit on the front and back door. He never left. Now, we show up to arrest him at 6:30, and the place is empty.
I take it you searched the other apartments in the building?
He's nowhere. It's like the guy vanished in the thin air.
You know the slang to 86, meaning to get rid of something, originated in a New York speakeasy called Chumley's?
No.
You see, the rear entrance of the bar held the address 86 Bedford Street. Now, when the manager got word that a raid was on its way, he would 86 his patrons. He would rush them out of the back door, the 86 Bedford Street door, while he greeted police at the front.
I assume you're going somewhere with this.
Well, as it happens, we're standing across the street from the building that used to house Chumley's. Now, police of the era could never determine exactly how Chumley's was bringing bootleg liquor into the building. Turns out there's a network of tunnels leading from the speakeasy to the adjacent buildings. Buildings the police weren't watching. Care to have a guess what's underneath these floorboards? Ben Reynolds didn't vanish into thin air. Vanished into a tunnel. Ben Reynolds is wanted for the murder of David Chang. Case against him is strong, so he has no choice but to flee. He's an indebted graduate student with very few material assets. If he wants to finance his life on the run, he has precisely one chip which he can and must cash in. An infant quahha. These are the facts. Questions?
Yes. What am I doing here? I mean, we had a work day. It ended. The normal thing is to go our separate ways for a few hours.
The fire of deduction cannot be kindled without the frisson of person-to-person contact. If you want to work together, you need to get used to working odd hours.
Hey, I've been working this case as a cop ever since we found Chang's corpse.
Regardless, the lines are blurred. You are committed to seeing this through via my methods. We have no idea where Reynolds is. A search of his apartment has yielded no clues as to where he is keeping his one remaining quahha. He does, however, have to sell the beast. Our best chance of a quick apprehension is to pose as buyers and then arrest him at the point of transaction.
How do we do that? This guy knows we're looking for him. He's not going to put out a want ad.
Nope. he will want to create a vigorous marketplace for the animal. There is, at this moment, a bidding war happening somewhere. All we need to do is find it and win it.
What's this?
This is everything I would find on criminal cases involving the sale of endangered animals. There's a global marketplace for these unfortunate creatures. It's clandestine, but there must be a way to connect the buyers with the sellers.
So you think there's what, some kind of code these guys use? You know, there are people who work this stuff full time. Don't you think they would have found it by now?
People, Detective Bell, are not you and me.
You want to tell me why we're having breakfast in Greenpoint?
You made it.
Excellent.
Took the liberty of ordering for you.
Ah, I don't need red meat.
A man of hidden depths. We're here because this cafe affords us the best vantage point. Shortly after you fell asleep last night, I realized there was a common factor in several recent illegal animal trades. In each case, the transaction was arranged via a classified ad placed on a website that deals in animal trading. Most of the buying and selling on there, perfectly legitimate, but every once in a while, there's an ad which features the phrase, "once in a blue moon."
Is that one of our unmarked ads?
"Once in a blue moon" functions as a dog whistle in those ads. It's used to signal that endangered or outlawed animals are for sale.
And you found Ned last night using that phrase?
Five, actually. It seems that Ben Reynolds is rather keen to peddle his equine wares. I contacted him pretending to be a man named Sigerson.
Why Sigerson?
It's a pseudonym I use occasionally. I outbid the others, arranged a meeting, contacted Captain Gregson, and here we are. The two parties are meant to expect things to their mutual satisfaction and then switch cars.
That's Reynolds. Why aren't they arresting him?
They haven't seen the Quahar yet.
You know, I could have arranged all this with the department.
You were asleep.
It was a pleasure, Holmes.
No, the pleasure was mine, and mine alone, Marcus.
My dearest Watson, although it's been far too long since we laid eyes on each other, I continue to follow your career with great interest. I was sorry to hear about the murder of Andrew Mattal, and more than a bit unhappy to learn that his death was an attempt on your own most cherished life. I still believe there's a game unfolding
between Sherlock and I. You have made yourself a valued and essential contributor. I won't have you removed from play prematurely. Uninvited participants are not welcome at the table, and their intrusions will be dealt with accordingly.
I've got a situation. Open 10 cell. Call the control room immediately.
There may well be more rounds to be played between the two of us, and until such time as we're both free to engage, I shall remain in delighted anticipation. Jamie Moriarty.
Gregson called the prison an hour ago. Alana March is dead. Moriarty was transferred 3 weeks ago. He's not even sure where they're holding her. Once they find out, someone will go and ask her how she did this.
It's a fool's errand. She will have left nothing to connect her to the crime. And you?
I feel okay. I feel clear about something. Our work, what we do, not just a job now, it's who I am. I'm a detective. I'm ready to embrace that. I live in this world, your world. And I probably will for the rest of my life.
It isn't my world. It's our world.
I understand that now. I accept that I know what it means.
And what does it mean?
It means that it's ridiculous for me to think that I can have a normal life. I'm not going to do that anymore. Just like I'm not going to pretend that this isn't the best place for us to do our work.
You're always welcome to come here. You know that.
You don't understand. I'm saying that what I need to do is commit myself to this work completely. The best place for me to do that is here. I want to come back to the brownstone.